This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
I don't know whether you're still hanging on to your New Year's resolutions or not, but I do know that that is the best way to get into today's installment of Conversations from the Corner Office.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
Harvey Spivak is the CEO of Equinox Holdings, the company behind the high-end Equinox fitness clubs and some other fitness companies as well, SoulCycle and a no-frills gym franchise called Blink, and also now hotels. Harvey Spivak, it's good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
What did you see in this company in 1999 when you took over that gave you the clue that there was the expansion that you guys have seen in potential?
You know, I probably look much smarter than I am, but what I saw was a special brand that really had gotten into the DNA of its members. And I thought that there was an opportunity to take that and smartly scale that around the country. So what is interesting is when we went to raise capital in the late 1990s, mm-hmm. I had to defend against whether the gym business was a fad business.
Right.
The world has changed greatly, and I think that's not a trend. That is a reality, and that's going to go on for years to come.
How's business?
Business has never been better. 2016 was a record year. We opened more locations we've ever opened in the history of the company. That would be 10, bringing us to a total of almost 90 locations. And we really can't satisfy demand in a lot of our key markets. So some of that's driven by macro trends around fitness and healthy living and the urbanization of the country, if not the world, all things that speak well to what we do and what we've been doing for 25 years.
Let me throw another macro trend in there, and that is the change in administrations in Washington and economic policy there. Are you guys secular on that? I mean, you think people are going to keep on working out and that's all good with you?
Yeah, I think people are going to keep working out. I would say that, you know, whether it was Hillary or Donald, I don't think that really affects our business. I would say Trump being the president, you know, a lot of people believe, including myself, that the economy is going to be fueled by his efforts. I do think, though, you know, if there's a repeal of Obamacare, I do think we think about insurance and medicine and keeping our country healthy in a backwards way, which is we're always looking to take care of people, but which is important, don't get me wrong. But there's less focus on the preventative side. And I think there should be some incentive around getting the country to move around and be active and eat in a better way, not just worry about, you know, how to pay for the doctor appointment.
Who's your competition then? I mean, if you look at your competitive landscape, who are you worried about?
You know, it's a great question. And you know, sometimes this doesn't land the right way. But it's when we don't really, for what we do as Equinox, as the brand, we don't really have competition. I mean, if you want the Equinox
experience. Can't imagine why that doesn't land the right way.
if you want the Equinox experience, if you truly want the Equinox experience, there's only one place to get it. So I think the real competition for us is how do we continue to serve our members because they're sophisticated, they've got financial wherewithal, and so they are active, they're traveling, they're enjoying, you know, different kinds of entertainment experiences, and so that is our competition. They want us as a brand to be at the front of how they're living their lives.
So this is going to sound like I'm poking you in the eye, but I'm really not. It's more of an acknowledgement of I think what you're saying, which is that this is a brand for elites, coastal elites, who have the time, the energy, and the effort to devote to taking care of themselves.
I'm going to poke you back.
Okay, go ahead.
I wouldn't say it's for the coastal elites. You know, we operate lots of cities around the country, not just New York and L.A. Certainly, we're not the cheapest guys out there, but the members have said to us repeatedly, that's okay as long as you deliver and we deliver. And they've also proven to us that they'll pay more if we can deliver more. And so that's something that we're constantly evaluating.
Getting away from the fitness bit of it, whose idea was it to do hotels?
You know, I think that was a, you know, one of those things that just morphs over time. I've been thinking about it for 10 plus years. If you think about going back to some of those macro trends, you know, 10 years ago, you were probably more extreme than the next person if you went twice a week.
Yeah.
Today, it's part of the daily routine. But when you travel on the road, it is hard to maintain that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to find a hotel with a good fitness experience. For the most part, they're bad or really bad. And then there's the eating part. And if you look at the room service menu, so the list goes on and on that there's nobody really holistically thinking about, hey, how do I maintain my healthy routine on the road?
Did you work out this morning?
I absolutely did.
What'd you do?
I did intervals on the treadmill, and then I worked out with my trainer for an hour.
Yeah, you got me feeling like a slacker, man. I'll tell you what.
Let's go.
Harvey Spivak is the CEO of Equinox. Harvey, thanks very much.
Thank you.
There was a bunch more to my conversation with Harvey Spivak. We've got the whole thing available at our Corner Office podcast. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.